Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. This is episode number 4 and it is all about customer service. I'm going to go through a few things with you today, and that is talking about the importance of the experience itself, policies that you can use and implement into your business straight away, communication and the importance of that, principles, and then what actually happens when you do get a complaint, how should you deal with that. Today it is just me all by myself, so let's get started. So here we go then. As I've just said, it is just me here, no Lash Base Amy. She's currently away on holiday, so this is a little bit of a different experience for me. Instead of having a conversation with Amy, I am talking directly to you, the listeners. So I'm going to try and keep this flowing as best that I can, rather than trying to stop start it, and move through these points as best that I can. Right, first things first, we're going to be talking about customer service. Now, I know that you've probably all heard about customer service and what customer service is. For those that haven't, I'm just going to quickly read you what Google says customer service is. It says the assistance and advice provided by a company to those people who buy or use its products or services. And in more lash artist to lash client terms, that is how you treat your client before, during, and after they have come and had lashes with you. So that is where I'm going to start, and that is what we're going to talk about. And first up, and before I really go into the main portion about customer service, I want to talk to you about policies, the ones that you need to implement literally right now to your business, because it helps draw a line, it helps give boundaries and set a standard that you want your clients to understand before you've even begun a relationship with them, so they can understand what's expected of them and then also what they could expect of you. So really, if I just run through probably 4 or 5 different policies, I'll go into more detail in a minute, but for now, you need to make sure that these are the policies that you do have in place. You need to make sure that you're taking a booking fee. So these are when clients want to book in with you and want to book in for lashes, you need to be taking money up front off of them. It will secure the place. It will give them a commitment to you. And what in turn that does is by making a client pay a little bit of money up front, and again, that's up to you. You could take 5%, or you could take 50%, or you could take the whole thing, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with. Taking money up front will commit the client to you. It will stop those no-shows. It will stop last-minute cancellations, because they have already made a commitment to you by giving you the money, which also means that those clients that say, no, I'm not doing that, I'm not giving you any money, then guess what? They were the ones that weren't going to be turning up, and they were going to be the ones that wasted your time in the first place anyway. So number one is definitely take money up front, call it a booking fee, and get started on that straight away, which then leads me on to making sure that you have a cancellation policy in place. Now, there are 2 types of cancellation policy. One I do not agree with, and one of them that I do agree with. So a cancellation policy, the one that I don't agree with, is that when you have a client booked in and they cancel maybe on the day or the day before, but you've said that you must give at least X amount of hours of notice. So say you've said 24 or 48 hours notice, that's a pretty standard one, but then the client cancels later on than that. What you then say to them is, that means you're going to have to pay 100% of the treatment. So please, can I have your bank details, or please drop in some cash and I'll take that money from you. Guess what? Unfortunately, most of the time, if the client hasn't respected you enough to give you enough notice, are they really going to respect you enough to start handing over money for something that they haven't actually had? My opinion is it's not likely. And all it's going to do is cause you and your client a very awkward cause a lot of friction and cause problems, which then means you're going to have to use customer service to try and get out of that, just all for the sake of trying to get money off of someone for something because they've wasted your time. So if you've taken a booking fee up front, guess what? That means you have the leverage. You have money from them already. So the cancellation fee and the cancellation policy that I believe you should have in place is definitely this one. Right. So you've taken a booking fee, you've taken money from the client already, you have 10%, you have 50% of the treatment cost. They then call up and cancel. So what you could say is, in your policy, you will lose that booking fee because you've done that. Now, that means you've already got their money. There is nothing extra for them to pay. They understand that by cancelling that they cannot get the money back. It makes the whole conversation and the whole process a lot more straightforward. But what you will find is you will not get that many late cancellations like that because you already have their money up front. So if you're going to have, or you must have, sorry, a booking fee policy and a cancellation policy, and that cancellation policy should involve the booking fee rather than trying to get money out of someone that doesn't have anything. Now, I've gone through those two policies. However, that is not, you should have those in writing and you should have them on your website or post them wherever it is you advertise your policies. But remember, it is not all black and white. There is a lot of grey. It's case by case. And if you've built a relationship with a client, you'll understand the position that they're in. And you will then be able to make a judgment call on whether or not you're going to commit to that policy or not. But again, that's completely up to you how strict you are with your policies. And I will move on to that point in a minute when we start talking more about customer service. There are probably two or three other policies that you should have in place. They're less serious and less important than the cancellation and booking fee policies because the booking fee and cancellation involves money. The next three policies that I want to talk about very quickly is, and I'd love to know if you have this already, but a client lash hygiene policy. It is the worst thing in the world when a client turns up to an appointment and they have disgusting, dirty lashes, isn't it? So if you have a policy in place and you can explain to the client before they've even got there that you require them to turn up with no eye makeup on, then at least then you're going to have a better start to your lash appointment than having to spend awkward amount of time trying to remove all of the makeup they've got. So that's another policy you definitely need, a lash hygiene one, no makeup basically. Now also you can have an early or late policy, and it's quite funny, people will turn up to an appointment early thinking they're doing you a favor, but I bet most of the time when you've got a 10-minute gap between clients, you're using that time to have that one cup of tea that you have in a day, or you're using that time to have a quick bite to eat, clean the house, do whatever it is you're going to be doing. So them turning up early is actually more of a pain than if they just turned up on time. Same goes for if they turn up late. If they're going to be turning up late, then you could have been doing other things during the time that they weren't there. And also, they've eaten into the time that you've allocated for doing the best job that you can. So by having early or late arrivals, it can either put you back in your own personal life or business because you might have been doing any sort of business paperwork or social media stuff. Or if they're late, you could have been doing other things. And also it means that the lashes you're going to be able to provide them with are not necessarily going to be what they signed up for. So as long as you've got both of those in writing, the early and the late policy stuff, they'll have more understanding as to how important it is for them to turn up on time and what may happen if they are late. And lastly, and a little one, again, personal preference for this, but I would say definitely have this in place, and that's a no audience policy. You do not want people bringing their kids, their dogs, their aunties, their uncles, their friends, any of these people into the appointment, because one, you're not a babysitter. They're lying there with their eyes closed. You cannot look after a baby as well as do your job professionally. My bet, and I haven't looked into this, so don't quote me, but my bet is your insurance company would also not be happy with that, to know that you're responsible for a minor as well as doing lashes. That's a big no-no. So if you can put in your policies a no audience policy and explain that due to insurance and due to the size and due to how you do your work, you cannot have extra people unless pre-arranged at the appointment. So I would say they are the five or six different policies that you should definitely have in place. Mainly though, the main two that you need to have in place before we start talking about customer service stuff is the booking fee and the cancellation policy. So now I've got through those policies, there is a reason why I've just gone and explained that to you. And it's all about communication. Client communication, and in its purest form, is customer service. Client communication and education is vital to you having a successful lash business. You can cut all of your complaints or issues or anything cut them out in almost entirely, because you can't please everyone, but almost entirely if you just make sure that your communication is 100% and the education that you're providing the client is also 100%. So before we talk about sending birthday text messages or making sure that the client has got a drink or is comfortable, communicating your policies that I have just explained and communicating anything, which is why there's a lot of confusion around the lash base patch test guidelines. And that's a whole other podcast episode talking about patch testing, so this isn't about that. But what this is by saying whether you patch test or you don't patch test, you should, in my opinion, always do a client consultation. These are so important so you can understand what your client wants, what your client thinks. You can then make sure that your client is aware of all of the policies, for example. You can get to know each other a little bit better. You can understand who the client is and then provide a better experience because of that. And even the consultation itself does provide more of a professional appointment and professional treatment, because they've had to come in, you've had to talk to them, it's more serious. It goes as far as saying that person, the client, will probably look after their lashes even better because they've gone through such a process to make sure that these lashes end up on the client's eyes as they have. So I would definitely say that the number one point that I want to make today and to improve your customer service is to ensure that client communication and education is on point 100%. Now, moving on briefly to talk about the experience that you provide, which again is so important and weirdly not thought about as much as it should be. Did you know that it is not just about the end result, that the client is not coming to you and they come in, go out, lovely lashes, the end. That will not necessarily mean that a client is going to go and tell other people about you, that a client will be satisfied and they'll feel like they've got their money's worth. It's the whole experience. What clients want is to come in and have a good time, good experience, and feel like they've got their money's worth. It sounds obvious, I know, but a lot of the time, a lot of lash artists can get complacent or forget the importance of this. So going above and beyond expectations of a client will keep a client loyal, regardless of the price. And this is the best bit: what you offer in experience and anything that makes the appointment memorable will make the price of the treatment not even on the list of the considerations as to whether you were worth it or not. If all you do is just the lashes without considering any experience, then of course the client is going to focus on how much it cost because they're paying for lashes. Whereas if the experience is so enjoyable, then they're not going to consider the price, because whatever the price of, it was worth it for how they felt and feel afterwards when they have. And guess what? If they have a good experience, then it is likely that they are going to tell someone else. Now, what I'm about to say again is something that I say all the time. Word of mouth is more important than social media or any other form of marketing. Fact. That sentence goes double for a lash artist, for anybody in the people business, which we are in the people business. So imagine all of your current clients that you have in your diary that come to you regularly, if they all manage to tell one person about you, imagine what would happen to your business. Your clients probably know tens of people, maybe hundreds of people if they're really popular, or if they just like to talk to loads of people. But all you need to do is ensure that your client, that one client that you have, goes and tells one person. If they did that, your business would absolutely change. Imagine every single client that ever comes through your door tells one person, and that one person then comes in. Your business would be absolutely rammed and you would not be able to fit all of the clients in if that was the case. So what your aim should be for the appointment is to consider what would make that client now go and tell somebody else about how good that experience was. Yes, good lashes are going to do that. However, there are so many other things that you could do and that you should think about doing to make that client then leave and go and say, God, you know what? That was really good. Yeah, I got one of those fancy biscuits or a cup of tea when I was there. Yeah, she actually messaged me the other day to ask me how something was that I had told her about during the appointment. There are so many little things that you can do that will help a client name drop you in a conversation that you really, really need to think about. I've talked quite randomly and sporadically, sorry, about customer service and vaguely about what you can and can't do. But the main thing to all of this is if you have got set guidelines, boundaries, policies in place, and then you can communicate that with your client, because it's find it crazy sometimes. Clients have no idea, should I get my lashes wet? Shouldn't I get them wet? When do I clean them? How do I look after them? If you haven't provided this information to your client, then that is your fault and that is bad service. You need to provide all of this. What we do is almost like a performance. It's not, you're a lash artist. You do the lashes. That is the main aim of it. However, beforehand, during, and afterwards is all part of the job that you are doing. If you want to build a successful career, you have to consider every single little bit about it. So let's just say that you're doing all of that and everyone is raving about you. They're really happy. They're telling everyone about you, getting loads of new inquiries. You're making sure that all clients know exactly everything, how to look after their lashes, how lash allergies work, and what to do if all of a sudden there's a bit of sensitivity. If you've explained all of this to them, brilliant. However, guess what? There's always a customer or a client that you cannot please. So you will get complaints. Now, this is quite important, and I want to tell you a few different ways and techniques and mindsets on how you can deal with complaints and make sure that either they stop or they are such minimal ones that you can just deal with them without letting it affect you personally or affect your business. So one of the main things to remember is that it is not personal. The people that are complaining are not necessarily angry or upset at you personally. It is not a snipe at you at all. You've honestly got to, every time someone is getting angry at you, have to remember it is not personal. What they are upset about is something to do with your business. For example, maybe the end result isn't as they wanted. Retention hasn't been great for one of many reasons. Maybe they missed an appointment and you couldn't get them booked back in because you're so busy and they didn't like that. So all of these reasons are not actually talking about you or not complaining about you personally. It's something, there's a pain point. Something has caused them pain. So they are now venting and they're angry and they need somebody to blame. And that person they want to blame is you. So now I want to talk about how you can actually deal with complaints. But first, what I want to do, which I hope might provide a little bit of clarity and show you a little bit more behind the scenes about how we deal with things at LashBase. About 5 years ago, actually, I think it was, I drew up the LashBase customer service principles, which all new office members of staff have to go through, have to read, and have to understand in its entirety, because every single one of these points will help when a client is not happy with their lashes. So I'll go through this. Customer service principles by LashBase and written by me. So number one, and this is a big one, I use this through most of life, not let alone work, and that is number one, do not blame someone. People hate to have the finger pointed at them. They don't want to blame. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. When you're saying to somebody, this is your fault, people absolutely hate it. It's going to shut down whatever you are trying to achieve right there and then. So number one, do not blame the client. Number two, do not brush off their concern as non-existent. Again, this goes for ones that, even if it is non-existent, you cannot completely just say, nah, sorry, it's not really a problem. So yeah, I'm going to ignore this one. Because the thing is, if someone has got so worked up or angry or upset that they have gone down the route of putting in a complaint, then to them it is definitely an issue that exists. So if you are trying to brush something off as not an issue, then that's only going to make the problem a lot worse. So number two is do not brush off the client's concerns as non-existent. Number three, take each customer seriously. Now, this is a funny one that I had to put in, because if you've managed to communicate and educate your client and you believe that they should know, or they do know everything, they know what can cause bad retention, they know how to look after their lashes, they know about allergies, they know about your policies that you have in place, yet they're still moaning about something, and it's completely, you think this is so ridiculous, how I can't just laugh at the customer. And the thing is, you will, if you have managed to explain everything so perfectly, then of course whatever they're complaining about probably is going to be ridiculous, because if they weren't being ridiculous, they would have understood what you've been trying to communicate and educate them about. So number three is, make sure that you take everyone seriously, no matter how big, how small the issue is that this customer has or client, they have come to you with this. You need to make sure that you take them seriously. Number four, and this again is another big one, you need to empathize with the client. You need to understand from their point of view what it is that they are feeling. They obviously have an issue. Even if you don't think it is an issue, put yourself in their shoes. What is it? Why do they believe that there is an issue? If you can put yourself in their shoes and understand exactly what they're trying, what they're thinking, and what has caused this issue in their opinion, you will be able to work with them and try and find a solution quicker and easier than if you just go at it with your own point of view. So that's number four. Number five is, get as much information as possible. This one is, it works for us here at LashBase, because you never know what the problem is upon one sentence of a complaint. So this will work for you as a client. The client's going to say, I'm unhappy because my lashes haven't lasted. What are you going to do about it? Now, the thing is, firstly, if you are not blaming the customer, if you don't brush off their concern, and if you take them seriously, and then if you understand exactly why they may be angry, for example, they've paid money and the lashes haven't lasted, so they've got no money and no lashes, of course they're going to be angry. You need to then try and get as much information off of the customer or the client so that you can understand what possibly could have caused this issue. So you need to manage to do this by working with them, understanding how they feel, and just asking as many questions as you can. It's an interesting one, actually, this one, because you'll get this at the doctors. I actually learned this from doctors. When you go to the doctors and you say, I've got a pain here, they could just go, okay, here is a painkiller, and off you go. You may not feel satisfied with that result because they haven't actually looked into it. They haven't examined you. They haven't done anything. So how do they definitely know that this is going to be suitable for me? So what doctors actually do, no matter how simple they think the problem and the solution can be, what they actually do is they ask you questions. They examine you, don't they? They look at you, they go, right, what, does this hurt? Does this? What about this? Can you lie down here? Okay. And tell me about when it happened. Why did it happen? What were you doing when that happened? And then after all of those questions, they will then say, okay, well, take this painkiller. And you walk away thinking, they really understand. They really know. The exact same thing works for customer service when it comes to dealing with complaints for a client. They'll come to you saying, my lashes haven't lasted. You can then say, I'll work with you on this because I'd love to try and figure this out for you. Please, can you give me a step-by-step? When did you notice this? Is it on both eyes? How have you looked after them? Which side do you sleep on? Are you on any other medication? Has this happened to you in the past? Etc., etc. You can keep asking questions and questions, and what you'll find is you'll get to that reason and that answer as to why those lashes haven't lasted. And whether or not that's yours or theirs, their fault, you then need to work with them. The best way is to make sure that that customer understands themselves. So if you're asking all these questions, if the customer then suddenly decides they understand why, then you haven't told them it's their fault. They've understood what's happened. So that's number five. Number six, and again, this goes on with number five, is you have to be thorough with every single complaint. A quick and simple complaint doesn't require a quick and simple resolution. Unfortunately, that sometimes doesn't satisfy a client. So if you can be thorough, again, ask the questions, try and understand it from their point of view, take them seriously. Don't brush it off as non-existent and don't blame them. You can work through, and even if it is a basic complaint that you feel you could just deal with, that customer's going to feel so much happier and feel like you actually cared about their complaint that they're going to feel more satisfied with the outcome. And number seven, remember that you are the authority. So they've come to you because you know what you're doing. You, if anyone's going to know the answers, it's going to be you, the lash artist. So you've got to remember that. So the key here is, if they're saying stuff to you and complaining about things and you don't necessarily know the answer, you need to buy yourself time and you need to make sure that you can get a bit of space so that you can try and understand and figure it out before going back to them with saying, sorry, I don't know, or giving them information that's not right, which can make the whole situation worse. So they are the lash base customer service principles that you are more than welcome to take and use for yourself, because I promise you, it's the reason, these seven principles are the reason that we have managed to win awards for our customer service. I guarantee it. And I'll go through those very quickly. So that you can understand that if you have a client that's complaining, if you can list these seven things and make sure that you've done all of them, guaranteed you'll have a happy client at the end of it. And that is, don't blame the customer. Don't brush off their concern. It's non-existent. Take each client seriously. Make sure you show empathy and really understand the client. Try and look at it from their point of view so you can work on a solution. Also, get as much information from the client as possible. And that is by asking questions. On questions on questions, and keep going until you get to the root of the complaint and the problem. Number six, which goes with number five, you must be thorough with every single client. Even if the complaint is a basic, simple one that you've heard before and you know the answer to, give them the same treatment because they will feel more satisfied afterwards. Number seven, always remember that you are the authority. You must know the answer to the question. If you don't know the answer to the question, then you must buy yourself some time. So they are the lash base customer service principles that I believe that you should definitely try and implement as well into your lash business. So that's all of that said and done. Now, what can happen is sometimes the client does just want to vent and they want to carry on. And no matter how professional or how helpful you sincerely try to be, and if you're so genuine and you try to help them and you really want to get to the bottom of what this complaint is and make it so that the client is happy again, and they still just want to keep on, there is a sentence that you can say, whether that's just saying it over the phone, whether that's putting it in writing, that really, really try, and it stops the conversation and it gives you the answer to what they're looking for. And in all honesty, if you ask this question, you are going to get an answer. And that question is, what can I do that will resolve this issue for you? Simple as that. What can I do that will resolve this issue for you? Now, the ball is in their court. So the only thing that they can do is answer the question of what they want the outcome to be from the complaint that they are making. So they've vented, they've expressed how they feel, they're angry, they're upset, something's happened that they were not happy with, and you've asked them, what can I do that's going to make you happy again? But in the way you've asked it, what can I do that will resolve this issue for you? They have to answer. So whether or not the answer is that they want their money back, they might want another set for free, they might even say, no, I don't want anything, and they'll just go elsewhere. All of those answers and responses, completely legitimate and acceptable for any angry, upset client to say to you. So how do you deal with it from there? Once you have that information, it is now your turn to decide whether you want to give this closure or not. Now, I can't speak for you, and I can't make the decision to whether you should give all of the money back, do a set for free, or whatever it is you're going to do, because that will come down to your discretion. And when you weigh up, how much is it worth to me to get closure on this complaint? So if you've got 98% happy clients that are just telling everyone about you, never complain, and they're going really well. And then you have that one that is complaining and you say what you want and they want their money back, then is it easier to just give them their money back, have the closure, they go on their merry way, and you carry on providing excellent customer service and experience to everyone? Or do you try and go halfway and say, look, I'll give you half the money back? In my experience, if you try and go halfway, then that's as bad as just saying no. So you'll end up out of pocket, and also you won't have a resolved issue. So I think it's up to you. I can't tell you the answer to this one. You have to decide how far you're willing to go for your customer service and how much you really want to get closure on the issue. Because at the end of the day, if you have correctly communicated and you have educated the client, and yet they're still complaining about something that you've definitely explained to them before, you've obviously come to the end of it with them. And if that is the case, what's it worth to you to be able to get closure on that? So I'd like you to think about that. So I think I have gone on enough about customer service, about policies, and about how to deal with complaints. I'd love to hear what you've got to say on this, because obviously I have just been sat here talking to a microphone and talking to you for a long time now. Next episode, next week, it will be me and Amy again, and we'll be talking more about lash related things rather than this customer service style podcast. But please follow me and let me know what you think at lashbase_Jamie on Instagram, and it will also be posted up in the Team Lashbase Facebook group. And yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts and if you're going to implement any of these. But that is it for me. Until next time, I will see you later.